Avos per Gimel Mishnah Yud Ches 3:18. Some Mishnah is 3:14. A super important Mishnah. It says Hu Haya Omer. He used to say. This is Rabbi Akiva. Chaviv Adam Shenivra Betzelem. Human beings have a special place in Hashem's heart, so to speak, because they were created with the Tzelem, meaning they're created in the image of God. We'll have to explain. Chiba Yasera, a greater expression of that special relationship that Hashem, special love, special place in his heart that he has with us, is Noda'aslo. He informed us, it's singular, meaning each person's been informed, Shenivra Batzelem, that he was created, or she was created, in the Tzelem, in the image of God. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Ki Batzelem Elohim Asa Esa Adam, the Adam, humanity's every human, was made in the Tzelem Elohim, in the image of God. That's 1a and 1b. 2a, Chaviv in Yisrael. The Jewish people are even more chaviv, have even more special place in Hashem's heart. Shenikru vanim lemakom, because they are called children to Hashem. Chiba Yasera, 2b if you will, is that a greater expression of that belovedness we are to have to Hashem is no da'as lahem, that we've been informed, shenikru banim lemakom, that we are considered to be and called like Hashem's children. Shne'emar, as the Pasuk says, banim atem l'Hashem Elokeichem, you are children to Hashem your God. That's 2b. 3a, chaviv in Yisrael. Again, Jewish people have another level of specialness, special place in Hashem's heart. Shenitan lahem kli chemda, for Hashem gave us his special, beloved utensil, referring to the Torah. Chiba Yaseira, and 3b, an even greater expression of Hashem's love for us and special place in his heart he has for us, so to speak, is Noda'as lahem. He informed us, Shenitan lahem kli chemda, that he gave us his special utensil, the Torah, Shabo Nivra ha'olam, that through it, or with it, Hashem created the world. Shne'emar, as the Pasuk says, Ki lekach tov nasati lachem, for I've given you a good lekach, a good portion, acquisition, gleaning. Torasi, that's referring to my Torah, al ta'azovu, don't abandon it. Okay, that's the Mishnah. Now, the way that the Ruach Chaim, Ruach Chaim V'lozhin, connects these three things or unites these three topics is pretty interesting. I just want to speak it out first before I go into the nitty-gritty of each part of it. Is he says, back in the beginning of the parak, beginning of the third parak, we talked about a human being, and it says, Histakel b'shlosh levarim, look at three things and you won't come to sin. What are those three things? First of all, where you came from, Ma'an Basa, Tipasrucha, that, you know, stinky drop, that's your past. Ulana Taholech, where are you going in the present? Lamakam Afavarima, to the maggots. And Lifneata Asid Litan Din Vecheshma, where are you going in the future? To face Hashem for final judgment. So he suggests these three things are sort of, that was sort of scary, of course. But he's now giving you hope. But if he keeps giving you hope, he's saying, notwithstanding, those three things, of course, are true. First of all, it's true that the person's body did come from a tipa srucha, the rotten drop. But you know what? A person is tzelem Elokim. Second of all, where's a person going? Yeah, it's true a person is, you know, headed to the grave from the moment he's born. But at that point, when he dies, he's reunited with his father. And, of course, ultimately he'll give din v'chejim, but don't worry, you have the Torah, so you have a way to survive and succeed and prevail in that final judgment. That's how he looks at it. Now, let's go through the Mishnah piece by piece, and I'll build up what I think is the pshat here. First of all, we say, Chaviv Adam Shenivra Betzelem. So again, Chaviv is a very hard word to translate. It doesn't say Ahuv, it doesn't say beloved. Chaviv, again, I'm translating here as has a special place in his heart. It's got to do with, you know, just something like that, right? There's a chavivus, there's a warmth and considering of something special and relating to it in a sort of unique, special, fond way. Shenivra Betzelem. We were created Betzelem. Now, Tzelem, translated as image, is in the image of God, is hard to translate. The point for sure is that it doesn't mean a sort of a physical similarity. Hashem has no physical components and we're not like, we don't look like Hashem, so to speak, because we don't look like anything. However, there's something about us conceptually which is unique and something which is sort of like Hashem is. And what is that? So there's a few approaches, and then I'll show how they're really, I think, all kind of the same in this context. But the few approaches are either like the Rambam and the philosophers, that this is, man has sort of an abstract thinking ability, discrete, just separate from our senses. We can think abstractly, and that is unique to human beings. There's a question, there are sources that like the Malachim, the angels can think, which is why many people then say, it's not just that we can think abstractly, but that sort of enables us to have bechira. Like we can, it's reflect, thought is then a tool by which we can choose to act and choose the good. The other kind of approach, we'll call it the Kabbalistic approach, it's developed at length in the very beginning of Nefesh HaChaim, most famously in the Ruchaim Vlezhner's book Nefesh HaChaim, which is that a person is like a partner with Hashem, Tzelem Elohim, as much as the word Elohim means like the Baal Kochos Kulam, the sum of all forces. Elohim, that name of Hashem, suggests it's a plural word even, despite Hashem's unity, is that there's like a bunch of, you know, influences that go into the world, and Hashem is sholet on all of them. Hashem controls them all. And yet a person is Tzelem Elohim because Hashem, so to speak, handed over the controls to us. That when a person, whatever a person thinks or says or does, has a direct impact on the way in which the Shefa, the divine flow from on high, comes down to this world. So we are like sort of, we have the ability to influence how Hashem influences the world. So we are like Hashem in that way. Okay, that's the Kabbalist approach. Tzelem Elohim. Chiba Yaseira, an additional, 1b if you will, an additional expression of the Chiba, the special place we have in Hashem's heart, so to speak, is Noda'as Lo. He informed us, Shenivra B'Tzelem, that we have this Tzelem Elohim, we're created in Hashem's image. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, B'Tzelem Elohim, Asas Adam. People were created in the Tzelem Elohim. So what I see here in this is that you have, well, let's ask a question. What's the difference between just being created, B'Tzelem, and being informed? Being informed of that fact, what does it mean that's an expression of greater chiba, greater love? So there are different mefarshim. I think it all boils down to the exact same thing, and this is going to be my central thesis for this whole Mishnah here, and rather than focus on specific mefarshim, I'm going to try to sort of unite what seem kind of like disparate approaches, which is Tzelem Elohim is the way in which we can relate to Hashem. I don't mean that, you know, we're like Hashem and he's, so therefore, like, we know, birds of a feather have something in common with him. I mean, the very mechanism by which we can relate to Hashem is the fact that we have a Tzelem Elohim. So we can think about Hashem, that's how we can come to know Hashem. Or we can use Bechira and choose to make ourselves like Hashem and fulfill His will and unite our wills. Or we can be, have the koach to be mashpi on the world, like to modulate the shefa that comes in. So we, Hashem, like, are partners with Hashem, right? Relate to Him that we're partners of this world in bringing the world to its perfection through like modulating that shefa. Whatever the point is, that Tzelem Elohim is the way by which we're able to connect to and relate to Hashem. Okay? Now, Chiba Yaseira is that He informs us that we have that capacity. So, again, to me that means that He desires that relationship. I'll explain what I mean, just sort of metaphorical. This is my metaphor. Okay? Let's say, you know, I'm a good guy and I have lots of money. So every day I come to my mailbox, I see, you know, requests for all these, you know, worthy causes, and I start cutting checks to everybody. So I send a check, you know, to the orphanage, you know, that it should be well. Now, I care about the orphan and the orphanage because I'm, you know, I'm a good guy and I sent them money. That proves I care about them, right? But I don't think I want the orphans coming to my door. I don't think I want them calling me, right? So I care about them, but I don't really care about them that much. I care about them in the abstract, but not in a personal way between me and them. However, if I'd pick up the phone and call the orphanage and speak to, you know, Yonkel there and tell him, listen, Yonkel, I want you to know, my name is Padowitz, I live in Beit Shemesh, I paid for your breakfast this morning. So what would be the point of that? So assuming that I don't have like an ego problem, which Hashem doesn't. So it means I'm inviting you to relate to me. I'm telling you where I can be found, who I am, what I'm about, so you know I'm there, so you can relate back to me. So Hashem could have made us Tzelem Elohim and like said, because Hashem is a Meitiv, Hashem is all good, and because He has desire to give, so He could have done a good thing and made us, you know, have this capacity to have Tzelem Elohim. That was nice of Him. But it could be He doesn't like actually care about us, to have a relationship with us per se. He just, you know, He's doing good because He's good. But no, the fact that He is informing us, he's telling us, you should know, I created you B'Tselem Elokim, so we have something in common, so we can relate, is because I want that relationship. There are different approaches than before, like, but if I think if you look at them, almost all of them, you can sort of explain the meaning of that particular explanation and this general concept of Hashem enabled us to have a relationship with him, and Hashem, there, that's level 1A. And 1B, he wants, he's inviting us to relate back to him. Okay? That's level 1. And that applies to every human being. Every human being is created to Elam Elohim, and therefore every person, every human has the capacity to relate to Hashem, have a relationship with Hashem, and Hashem wants that relationship with Jew and Gentile alike. But Chaviven Yisrael, says the Mishnah further in 2A, that we are especially beloved to Hashem, Shenikru Banim L'Makom, because he relates to us as his children. Meaning, you know, my cleaning lady could have a special place in my heart, and my barber could have a special place in my heart. Like, really, he's my barber. I love that guy, but I don't actually really love him, right? He makes me smile when I think about him. I wouldn't go to somebody else because, you know, he's my guy. But he's not my child. I don't love him like I love a child. So the point here, level 2, is that there's a special additional chiba, special place in Hashem's heart for Yisrael, for the Jewish people, because Hashem relates to us as his children. He doesn't just have a special place in his heart. He, like, loves us in a special way, like a father-child love, if you will. Chiba Yisera, an additional level of that love, like 2B, if you will, is Nodas Lahem Shenikru Banim L'Makom. He informed us that he thinks of us as his children. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, this pasuk from Devarim, Banim Atem L'Hashem Elokeichem. You are the children of Hashem, meaning Hashem calls you his children. So this is, again, not just that Hashem wants an abstract relationship, but he wants a close father-son, you know, father-child relationship with us. And Nodas Lanu, he informed us of that. He told us, listen, I think of you as my child, so I want you to reciprocate and think of me as your father. You understand? And then level 3, is Chaviven Yisrael Shenitan Lahem Kli Chemda. Klal Yisrael are, again, have a further level of special in Hashem's heart, and that he gave us his beloved utensil, Kli Chemda. There's no pasuk that refers to the Torah as like a Kli Chemda in some way. The closest thing, the sources they bring are things like, there's a pasuk in Tehillim, it says, Hanechamadim Mizahav Umipaz Rav. Like, the words of the Torah are beloved, like gold and, you know, whatever, 24 karat gold. And the point is, again, so it's valuable like a kli. But we certainly relate to the Torah and think of it as like a kli. There's a beautiful Mam Luez. I can't remember where it is, but anyways, once upon a time I saw it. He asked a question, which is, you know, on Shabbos morning, everyone's out there, you know, Vizos HaTorah, the Torah, they do Hagba, they lift it up, and everyone points to the Torah and says, you know, that's the Torah that Hashem gave us through Moshe. Why is everyone pointing? What's that all about? What's the pointing minig? So, as far as I know, no one anywhere says anything about it besides Imam Luez, who says, yeah, because the Torah is the Kli Chemda, the Torah is the beloved utensil that Hashem used to, so to speak, marry us at Har Sinai. It was like a wedding between us and Hashem, and instead of a ring on our finger, if you will, Hashem gave us the Torah. That's the, you know, that's Hashem's most valuable utensil to do that, to the Kedushin. But we point our fingers as if it's like Hashem putting the ring on our finger. And if he asks further, he says, well, why do people use the pinky finger? He says, because it's root to point. Anyways, so that's a Kli Chemda. This is the Torah that Hashem gave us. Chiba Yaseira, 3b, a great expression of his love, is Nodas Lahem. He informed us, Shenitan Lahem Kli Chemda, that he gave us his beloved utensil, this the Torah. Shabo Nivra Olam, that through it the world is created. The Torah has the capacity to create worlds. Now, Shneimar, as the Pasuk says, the proof text, like I told you before, Ki lekach tov nasat lechem torasi al tazovu. I've given you a lekach tov, a good portion, a good gleaning, a good acquisition. Don't abandon it, my Torah. So that proof text, I don't think explicitly talks about the Torah being the thing, Shabo Nivra Olam, that was used to create the world. Although, the Torah is referred to as a lekach, as a the term lekach is used in Ha'azinu there in the second pasuk. It says, Ya'arof kamatar likhi, let my lekach, my teachings, rain down, come down like rain. And the Mefarshim speak out that the same way, like, it's why is that metaphor used over there in Hazinu, because the same way like the rain comes and causes everything to grow and sprout and be and you know, become alive, so too the Torah is the source from which everything grows and sprouts and comes alive, which then would suggest that it's the kli shenivra ba'olam that Hashem used to create the world. In any case, the same idea, Hashem didn't just want relationship with us like he wants with every human being. He told us he wants relationship, which means we're, you know, that binds us. And he wants a close relationship of father and son. That's the second level. Now, this third level is closer yet. Hashem, so to speak, wants to bring us into the family business. You know, Hashem is in the business of creating a world like a perfect world, if you will, on here, that is the recipient of Hashem's good. And he's inviting us to participate with him. So we have this, the same way that he used the Torah to create the world, we can also keep the Torah and latch onto it and learn from it how to also build up and perfect this world. And that really kind of brings us full circle here, because we talked about the Tzelem Elokim is, whether it's just abstract thinking, mental capacity, bechira, ability to mashpia on the world through modulate Hashem's shefa. The idea is that Hashem is asking us to partner with him in running and perfecting the world. So you have those three levels. You have Hashem wants relationship, qua relationship, a close relationship with father-son, and Hashem is supposed to bring us into the family business, if you will, of perfecting the world. And each step, Hashem doesn't just give us the capacity, but he informs us that we have that capacity and we have that potential for relationship because he wants it from us. He wants us to relate to him. He wants to think of him as his father. We want him to, wants us to think of him and relate to him as if we're his partners, if you will, bring goodness and perfect the world like he did. We are with him, and that, of course, then will just as like the beginning of what I told you before, the Ruach Chaim, that will, of course, enable us to not just have relationship with Hashem, but to make our lives worthwhile as we approach the grave and ultimately succeed and you know, have Chayo Olamim, eternal life, after Din V'Cheshbon, after 120.